So let's review. The Gemara at the end of Daf Samach Beis and Mebeis Saida Braisa. Tarabanan, Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim, Sheshachta Mechutz, Achle Higul Alein, Chayav Al Shneim. If someone slaughtered one of the two Siri Yom Kippur outside of the Azara before the Hagrala, he is Chayav for Shchut Echutz on either one of the two goats. As Rav Chisda explains, Hoyl V'ro L'sar Hanas Mechutz. Because at this point, before the Hagrala, either one is Ro Lov Bifnim, as the carbon musaf of Yom Kippur, which is also Isar. It is not Ro Lov Bifnim as the Sar Lashem, because at this point it's Mechusar Hagrala. It still requires Hagrala, making it Mechusar Maisa, lacking an action related to it before it's fit to be brought. Rav Chisda is Mechadish, that regarding Shchut Echutz, although this carbon is not Ro Lov Bifnim for its designated use, as in our case, as the Sar Lashem, but Hoyel, since it is Ro Lov Bifnim as a different carbon, in our case, as the carbon musaf, he would be chay for shchut echutz. Upon which the Gemara asks, "Umi isle Rav Chisda hayil?" The Gemara questions Rav Chisda from another ruling of his very own regarding carbon pesach. The halacha is meister ha pesach shlam. A carbon pesach during the year, any day other than erev pesach, can be brought as a shlam, and it is kosher. However, if he had in mind l'shem pesach, it is pasul. Therefore, I'm Rav Chisda, pesach sheshachta bechutz b'shayi meister shana. If someone shechted a carbon pesach outside the Azara during the year, l'shmai potter, if they shechted it l'shmai as a carbon pesach, he's potter from shchut echutz, because it's not ro lov b'fnim, as a carbon pesach. It would be pasul b'fnim. Shaloi l'shmai chayiv. However, if he shechted the carbon pesach shaloi l'shmai as a carbon shlam, he is chayiv for shchut echutz, because it is ro lov b'fnim, as a carbon shlam. It would be kasha b'fnim. The Gemara is medaik. Time of the Shalei Lishmai, that one would be chayiv only if he specifically verbalized that he was shechting it as a shlam. However, hastama lishmai hu upater. If he shechted it stama without any specific intention, he would not be chayiv. V'amai leima hoyel v'ro Shalei Lishmai bifnim. Why don't we say hoyel? Since it is ro love bifnim as a shlam, he should be chayiv for shchut echutz. This seems to contradict Rav Chisda's opinion here of hoyel. The Gemara responds that the two cases are not comparable. For the carbon pesach boi akira, one needs to verbally change it from carbon pesach to shlamim. Therefore, we do not say hayil. Whereas by the Siri Yom Kippur loy boi akira, one does not need to verbally change it from sar la shem to sar shal musaf, because they are both a carbon chatas. Therefore, we do say hayil. The Gemara now brings two opinions in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omer Rabbi Yochanan regarding the carbon pesach which was shechted b'chutz during the year, not on erev pesach. Rav Nimi said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Pesach sheshachta b'chutz b'shayim meis hashana, bein l'shmai, bein shaloi l'shmai, pater. And the Gemara explains, l'shmai is pater because, as mentioned earlier, it would be pasul b'fnim as a Pesach. Shaloi l'shmai is also pater because it would only be kasher b'fnim with an akira b'fnim. But now that he's shechting it b'chutz, akira's chutz lav shma akira. It is not considered an akira, and it remains a carbon Pesach, which is pasul b'fnim. We must say that Rav Chisda mentioned earlier holds Akira's Chutz Shema Akira. Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach Sheshachtei B'chutz B'shayi Meis Hashana Bein L'Shmai Bein Shaloi L'Shmai Chayiv. Shaloi L'Shmai is Chayiv because it would be Kasher B'fnim as a Shlam. And even L'Shmai is Chayiv because Ravin holds Loi Boi Akira and it is automatically a Shlam even if he shechts it L'Shem Pesach. So L'Shmai would also be Kasher B'fnim. Amamar. The Brice on the previous daf had said that if one shechted the Seiri Yom Kippur b'chutz after the Hagrala, he is chayv on the Sar Lashem because it is ro lov b'fnim, but he is pater on the Sar Lazazel because it is not ro lov b'fnim, because after the Hagrala it is designated to be sent away and not to be brought b'fnim, and therefore Shchut Echutz does not apply to the Sar Lazazel. The Gemara cites the pasuk of Shchut Echutz and explains it. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yishachid shor chesav oy eiz b'machne, oy asher yishachid mechutz l'machne, v'al pesach oy l'moy l'hevi l'hakriv karbon l'Hashem. The word karbon can also refer to bedek habayis, as we find after the Melchemes Midjan, the people said, v'nakriv es karbon Hashem. They donated the spoils of war to the temple treasury. However, bedek habayis is exempt from shchut echutz because it's excluded from v'al pesach oy l'moy l'hevi oy. It's not brought into the Azara like a carbon. However, we might include Sar HaMishtaleach in this phrase because it is brought into the Azara, at least for Hagrala. However, it is nevertheless excluded from Lahakiv Karban Lashem because Lashem, Mish Mechudim Lashem, Yatsu Elu She'im Yuchadim Lashem. It is not Miuchadim Lashem. It is not sacrificed on the Mizbeach like a carbon. The Gemara now teaches that a Sar Mishtaleach, which is Mechuzos Man, less than 8 days old, is invalid. From the Pasuk, Miyayim Hashmini Bahala Yerotzu LeKarban Isha Lashem. And the Gemara explains, Karban Lashem, L'Ram B'Sirah Mishtaleach. The Sirah Mishtaleach must also be at least 8 days old. The Gemara asks, does the word Lashem include or exclude Sar HaMishtaleach? And explains, regarding Shchutei Chutz, since Sar HaMishtaleach would be included in Mel Pesach Oil Moed Lehavioi, it is excluded by the word Lashem. Regarding Mechus Zman, since it would be excluded by the word Isha, which means being sacrificed on the Mizbeach, it is included by the word Lashem. The Gemara asks why we need to learn Mechus Zman of the Sar HaMishtaleach from the Pasuk. After all, Ein HaGerul Kaveya Ela Baro Lashem. The girl must be performed on two animals that are both fit to be the Sar Lashem, which certainly must be at least 8 days old. The Gemara gives three scenarios where Mechus Zman is relevant for the Sar HaMishtaleach itself. According to Reb Shimon, if the Sar HaMishtaleach dies, we replace it by itself without Hagrala. Similarly, if the Sar HaMishtaleach contracts a Mum after Hagrala, we replace it by itself without Hagrala. We're talking of a different Mechus Zman, that of Oisai ve'ez benoi. If the mother of the Sar was shechted for a chayla on Yom Kippur, we're not allowed to shecht the Sar today, only tomorrow. This is also called Mechus Zman.